This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 word stories podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories Podcast. We're here at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Usually, you're going to hear a 100-word story from me or one of the regulars here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturday, we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you all have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. This is the 32nd Weekly Challenge. Most people who participate in this weekly challenge read their own stories aloud and send me the audio file to add to this production fiasco. However, some people are kind of under the weather. You know, it's the flu season. They got stuffed up noses or other bodily orifice. And that's why we've got a banjo-playing sex slave midget available to record stories for them. The topic this week was Horbgorble, and Houston Keyes is responsible for that one. I guess that's why they call it the Weekly Challenge. But amazingly, 10 people managed to come up with a story based on that word. Double digits! So, which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week's Weekly Challenge, and that's Eric the Single White Guy. And he didn't record a story this week. Being such a wonderful person, I'm still going to send him the cup of coffee. That's right. Too busy, you don't know that. Maybe you need the cup of coffee to get those creative juices flowing so you can try again. Maybe we can go with a rookie. No rookies this week. I guess they're all whacked out on tryptophan. Next we move on to the veterans. Hey, we've got a few of those. I'm going to play them in the order I received them. And first up is Alpha K9. Alpha K9 hails from... Where does he hail from? Oh, Dead Dog Walkin' at Blogspot. Alright, but he didn't record the story, so of course, right off the bat, here we go. Midget time!
Speak to me, damn it. I said speak up. I need a damage report. The lights on the con of the new experimental submarine were fading. Communication with the other decks was non-existent. Commander Squalor paced bulkhead to bulkhead, chewing his lower lip, glaring at the microphone he had just thrown down and kicking at the rising puddles of water. A very clinical and faraway voice from one of the control ships on the surface came across. Squalor answered, much calmer than before. Mission failure. We won't be coming back this time. Repeat message, Commander. You're breaking up. Horbgorble.
Yay! Alpha K9 was a rookie last week, and he came back. Woohoo! Okay. Thank you, Alpha K9. The text from Alpha K9's story can be found in the show notes, along with stories from everyone else that's participating this week. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts and whatever links they gave to me out there in the poll. You know, the poll that you vote in. Let's continue through all the veterans, shall we? The next one was Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. Okay, Lisa, I want to hear you try to make a story out of Horbgorble. Ha ha.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, and this is my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The topic this week was Horbgorble. She was surprised to hear this week's topic would be Horbgorble. Surely Houston Keyes didn't know what that word really meant, could he? She wasn't aware that other people actually used it. She thought it was something only she and her man used. How did he know? She Googled it. Nothing. Dictionary.com? Nothing. How in the world could Houston Keyes possibly know this? Had she mistakenly left the webcam on? she went to the last source she knew of that might have it, UrbanDictionary.com. Not finding it there either, she decided to bravely submit the real meaning for it there. I hope you've enjoyed this 100-word story. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you, Lisa, and just to let you know, even though I have 7 webcams running at once here, I'm pretty careful about that. I can send you all some lessons if you need them. Okay, next up is Andrew Ian Dodge of Growing Old Disgracefully, Dodge Blogium, Dodging Reality, and all sorts of other stuff. Okay, Andrew, what did you make with this thing?
This is Andrew Ian Dodge from Dodge Blog Game with my latest contribution to the challenge.
Oh my god!
He exclaimed.
I just saw a hobgorbel!
A what? Exclaimed the exasperated Rupert.
A bloody hobgorbel! You know, one of them big scary things that is ugly and brutish!
You mean John Prescott MP?
What?
He got more upset.
No! Hobgorbel! Big, hairy, ugly! A big nose!
Oh, you mean Hazel Blair's?
No! Off that ale from up north, strong and dark!
Oh, Hobgoblin.
Yeah, what of them?
You in Leicester Square, mate?
Yeah!
Tonight is the premiere of the new Spider-Man movie, you pillock. There's a bloke in a costume.
Oh!
Thank you, Andrew. Oh, and everyone, check out Skype Live Sunday afternoons. Look for something called Lagwolf and Lair. It's supposed to be lag and crap or something like that. You know, like the thing that slows down communications on the internet, lag and crap. Okay, next up is Steve from iLaugh, and he recorded this in M4A format. And the things I say, you know, MP3 and WAVE and other common file formats, well, I keep forgetting there are people out there who use Macintoshes. So I need to get rid of that other common file formats because it was a pain to get converted. But I went through all that effort just so that you could hear this story from Steve at iLaugh.
Hello and thank you for listening to my 100-word story. This is Steve from iLaugh.com. Ha ha! Aha! Jeremy was startled out of his mood by a single word. That would be his nickname. How tough sounding.
Grr.
If this caught on, he'd be the coolest guy in school.
Hey.
Plus, bullies don't pick on guys with nicknames, even if they do have braces and acne. Suddenly, there was a gentle knock on the door.
Honey, are you okay? You've been in the washroom quite a while now.
I'm fine, Mom. And from now on, the name is
Hobgorbel.
Okay, dear. Dinner's in 10 minutes.
Fine. And with that, Hobgorbel returned to the bra section of the catalog to finish masturbating.
Thanks for listening to my story. Hope you liked it and weren't too grossed out.
Hey, Steve! Thank you very much, Steve. I like that one. Okay, we now go on to Caroline from Quadra Island. I wonder what's going on Quadra Island. Is there a Hobgorbel there?
Hobgorbel, this is my submission for this week's weekly challenge. Instead of the usual ga-ga and boo-boos, Thomas said Hobgorbels. The psychologist said he was a genius and would be very gifted. The doctor said, what a clever baby you have. His father said, my son's a bloody genius. His sister said, my baby brother's going to be a scientist. Thomas became a truck driver. His mother asked, why didn't you become the genius we expected? What was the Hobgorbel's word? That, said Thomas, was horrible gargoyles. Besides, I didn't like the look of that psychologist with the furry eyebrows and wart on his left cheek.
Thank you, Caroline. Okay, next up is Lee. Now, Lee, when did he send one in? I don't know, hold on. Oh, he sent one in. Okay, here's Lee from Reed Strange.
and me again. I'm here with another 100-word story. This is Lee sent us from readstrange.com. This is all for Lawrence Simon's website, which is called podcasting.itsfullofcrap.com, which I encourage you to listen to. The topic for this week is Horb Garble. And this is a story called Why Christmas Sucks. What is it? Get over it. Box it, it's a Horb Garble. Some kind of robot invader thing.
And that's what you got Billy for Christmas?
It's what he wanted.
What does it do?
I put batteries in. Turn it on here. There it goes.
Oh my god,
adding her special feminine voice to the recording. Anyways, thank you, and I hope you enjoy listening. Bye.
I don't
know what's funnier, the fact that this was a funny deal, or the fact that it was over 2 minutes long. How do you turn 100 words into... I don't know. Ask Allison. Okay, next up is Liana from Hodgepodge Point. However, Liana is not a Hodgepodge Point, and she left her microphone there. So, that means the magic. Thank you, Liana. The midget didn't wreck it too badly, I hope. Now, Mark sent in his story, and it got eaten by my email program again. This happened with Houston Keys a lot, and one of the solutions he came up with was putting in a zip file. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a midget rendition of his story in here, and then when he sends me the real file, I'm going to go back, open up the Audacity project, and monkey around and get it re-edited and crap, okay? So here's a placeholder for Mark's story. It's read by the midget, and of course it's on the subject of Horb Garble.
Let me explain your premise. Body motion is a random process that bounces from what's expected of, and the back and molecular bonkers. There is no control in consciousness. Collisions usually occur between pairs, and rarely, there is a two-way collision, no steering, no purpose. The activities of humans are similarly random, for the most part. Coincidences occur. Perceived significance is imposed by the observers, not inherent in the events themselves. So if an extremely rare four-way death mode collision occurs, don't think miracle. Improbable events are not impossible. Miracles don't occur. Things don't happen for a reason. Horb Garbling happens.
Okay, once again, thank you, Mark, and just remember, when he sends the file again, I'll get that edited in there. So, in the far distant future, when people look over our shattered civilization and hear this file, they're going to hear the original story, and they have no idea why I used this introduction. Next up is Tom from the Footnote Podcast. He's doing some interview thing for Blueberry or Bigberry or something, and he interviewed some goofball for it. I'll post a link to it. But until then, Tom on Horb Garble.
This is Tom. When I googled Garble, I found it was Scottish for gulp. When I googled Horb, I found a German town in a Holocaust poem. So my Horb Garble is a town that gulped its soul away. Tonight's story is... We say cottage at the bridge. Marilyn stood on a great aunt's porch. In the twilight, her eyes noticed each tiny shadow on each doorpost. Though painted often, her fingers and eyes moved across the hollows where rested the mezuzahs. In 1938, they burnt her synagogue. In 1940, they renamed her street Hitlerstrasse. In 1942, they sent her to Theresienstadt. In 1952, they sent her body home. The town of Horb lies on the edge of the Black Forest, and the Jewish cemetery lies within that forest. In there lies Hedwig Schwartz, survivor of the Zim. By the river, in the town, where no longer lives a Jew.
Thank you, Tom. And next up is, the person responsible for this topic. Let's see what he came up with. It's Houston Keys from Tater Tots for the Masses. Okay, what do you have to say for yourself?
The annual Thanksgiving fight. It's a tradition in our house. This year, it was over Scrabble.
Here you go, triple score, I win!
Said my wonderful son. No way, Horb Garble is not a word.
Yes, it is. It means wonder in Russian.
He was good and crafty. I would have to be extra smart to defeat him. Now that's just silly. There is no way it means that.
Look it up, Dad.
After all that, to him, it's a Scrabble word. Okay, well, that works for me. All right, well, normally this is where we wrap things up, but for the 32nd week in a row, it's, you know who it is. I'm just going to go ahead and fire this one off. So, ladies and gentlemen,
Planet Z. Every Thanksgiving, right there, in the middle of the table, it's the same goofy pilgrim centerpiece my mother crocheted from a magazine pattern years ago. I don't remember a Thanksgiving without it. Over the years, it's faded and gotten a bit dusty. There's all sorts of stains on it, but it keeps coming back. I call it the Horb Garble, and I tell the grandkids it goes around the world eating bad children during the rest of the year. Those aren't gravy stains, they're blood. So when they break the wishbone, they wish the Horb Garble won't get them. And it hasn't. Yet.
Oh, wait, I better fire this thing. Sorry, hold on.
I didn't think it was possible, but you know what? There you have it. 10 stories about the word horrible. Thanks, everyone, who sent in their stories this week to be a part of this weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.insfulofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 30-second weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 30-story, and win a cup of coffee. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everybody who sent in a story this week, the text of the stories, archives of all 100-word stories that have come up during the week. You can buy my book and buy my book, and you can subscribe to the feed if you aren't already. Well, you can lots of ways to various directories on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and Podcast Ready. If you're wondering about the Pickle Barrel competition, I sent in my story for round 2 on Friday. You should be hearing it in the next round on Monday. That's when you'll have a chance to vote on it. If I win the whole kit and caboodle, you'll put some of that prize money into the prize money here. Yep, this will be more than just a lousy stinking cup of coffee. Hey, we'll be back with more 100-word stories tomorrow. And next Saturday, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a bit. But until then, thank you for listening, thank you for playing, and as always, keep it cool.